Today's daf is Soita Daf Chof Aleph. And we are 22 lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Amid Beis, the two dots, Veheim Oimrim, Hoitziyua V'chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Hillel Tzvi Baruch Ben Henya. So the Mishnah on Daf Chof Amid Aleph continued to discuss the process of the Suffix Soita, and it got to the point where she drank from the Mehamarim. And the Mishnah said, in the event that she was guilty, Eina Maspeka Lishtois, as she finishes drinking, Achepanea Mayrikois, her face would turn green, Veinea Baltois, her eyes would bulge, Vimis Malas Gidin, and her Gidin would start protruding from her body, Vehim Oimrim, and the Kehanim would yell, Hoitziyua, make sure that she's removed from the Azara, Shaloi Tetameo Azara, because she's about to die, and as a result, she will make the Azara Tame. Spreik de Gemara. It would seem that the reason we need to make sure that this Soita is removed quickly from the Azara is, like we just said, because she's about to die, and as a result, you can't have a mace in the Azara. My time at the Doma Mesa. Lameimer the mace also be Machna Levia. You're suggesting that a mace is not allowed to be in Machna Levia? Now, let's be clear. The woman was never standing in the Azara. Where was she when she was going through this process? She was in Shar Niknar. Shar Niknar, as we spoke about earlier in the Masechta, was one of the gates through which you entered the Azara, but it wasn't the Azara proper. In fact, in Halacha, it was no different than the rest of the Harabayis, which had a status of Machna Levia. Certain Temeim are not allowed to enter Machna Levia. Others are. If the concern is that she may die and be Metama, the Makam HaMikdash, that would seem to suggest that a mace can't be even in Machna Levia. But is that true? But Tanya, we learned to the Braisa, so Tomei Meis Mutulikonis Machna Levia. Someone that's Tomei Tomas Meis is allowed to enter Machna Levia. But Tomei Meis Bovat. Not only is someone that's Tomei Tomas Meis allowed to enter Machna Levia, Ela Afilu Meis Atzmoi, even the Meis himself is allowed to enter Machna Levia. Shenema. And it's learned out from a pasuk. It says, Vayikach Moshe es Atzmois Yosef Imai. Moshe Rabbeinu took the Atzmois Yosef with him. And Chazal Darshan, what does the word with him mean? Obviously, he took it with him. He literally had it in his house. And even though Moshe Rabbeinu lived in Machna Levia, he took the Atzmos Yosef, which is the mace itself, into Machna Levia. Zoysei Meres, a mace can enter Machna Levia. If a mace can enter Machna Levia, why are we yelling and screaming? Why are we saying, Hoitziyua, make sure that you get this woman before she dies to leave the Azara? She's not in the Azara. Where is she? She's in Shar Niknar. Shar Niknar is Machna Levia. Machna Levia, a tomei mace, and a mace itself is allowed to be there. So why exactly is that a problem? Amar Abaya. So Abaya says, no, you don't understand the Mishnah properly. You assume that the Mishnah is saying, Hoitziyua shaloi tetama azara mitzad tomas mace. The concern was not tomas mace, but rather shema tifreis nida. We're worried that because of the fear of what's happening, panel mayrikois, enea boltois, she may become a nida, and a nida is not allowed to enter Machna Levia. So a mace can enter Machna Levia, however, a nida cannot, and what we're worried about is not mace, what we're worried about is nida. Incidentally, you see from here that to a degree, Tumas Nida is more chomer than Tumas Mace. So even though whenever we learn a real Tumah V'Tayra Sugya, we preface it with the same disclaimer, not all Tumas were created equally, and the second Tumah disclaimer usually is that within the world of Tumas, Tumas Meis is the most chomer. And in many regards, it is the most chomer. You need the paraduma to become tar. That's pretty chomer. But in certain regards, Tumas Meis is actually less chomer than other Tumas. And this is a classic example. A nida can't enter Machna Levia. A Meis can. The reason we need to get her out is not because of the Tumas Meis that we're afraid it may happen, but it's because of the concern that she may become a nida, and a nida can't be a machna levia. So the Gemara, the Meimro, it would seem the biasusa, when a woman gets scared, merafia, it causes her rechem to become soft, which then causes her to be pyrus nida. Meaning, why do we think that plitzling she's going to become a nida? Because she's afraid of what's happening. In other words, biasusa, something that causes a woman to become a nida. Is that true? The Gemara says, it is the chsiv. In fact, we have a pasuk for this as well. A maisa shahaya kachaya. The pasuk says that as Esther was coming to Achashverosh, kashmir avadati, avadati, vatischalchal amalchom oid, the malko was vatischalchal, v'amar Rav, Rav said, shepir zanido. That what it means is, that she became a nida. Why'd she become a nida? Because of fear. So you see clearly, biasusa merafya, fear is something that can cause a woman to become a nida. But the Gemara asks a kasha on this one. Antram, we learned in the Mishnah, Mesachtis nida, charada mesalekis domim, that a woman that's in a state of fear, it can cause her to be mesalekis domim. Stop being Roya Dam Nida, which seems to be a pretty head-on contradiction. On the one hand, Biasusa's Mirafia, which causes her to be Pyrus Nida. That's the Chashash by the Saito. That's what the Schalchal Hamalkamai regarding Esther. And then you have a Mishnah that says just the opposite. Charada, when a woman is afraid, Misalekis Domim. So the Gemara says you have to say there's two dinim in fear. There's fear and this fear. Pachta, Pachad, Tzomis. Biasusa, which also means fear, merafia. So Rashi says, what are these two things? Pachtetzam is daiga, worry, she'ina ba pisayin, which is not something that happens all of a sudden. Elo dayeges, a woman is afraid, shemi yavayu oivim laharga, that maybe people, her enemies, are going to come kill her. That's mesalekes damim, and that's going to cause something to happen to her biologically. So that even if she's b'shas vesta, where ordinarily you would think that she's going to be royadam, she's not going to be royadam. Biasusa, however, Rashi says, haba pisoim. That's something that just comes out of the blue mamish, not a constant worry. But this is something that mitamol, is like a shock that enters her life. Kingoin zu, like this woman, Rashi says, she wasn't afraid until now. And now all of a sudden she drank from the Me'amorim and she's starting to feel the symptoms and she realizes this is happening. What happened with Esther also happened pisayim. Merafia, that's merafia hadamim. The bottom line is, you find that fear impacts neither. How? Sometimes it can cause that tischalchal amalka ma'oid, and sometimes to the contrary, charada is misalek is damit. But the bottom line is, as it relates to our Mishnah, the reason the Kayanim were yelling, hoitziyua, take her out of the Azara, it's not because we're worried that she's going to die, and a mace is not allowed to be in the Azara. A mace can't be in the Azara, but she's not in the Azara, she's in Shar Nitna, which is Machna Leviyah. She could be in Machna Leviyah, even dead. What we're worried about is Shema Pirsa Nida. And a Nida can't be a Machna Leviyah, ironically, and maybe somewhat counterintuitively, more chamer than a mace, and that's what this Haitziyua was all about. The Mishnah said that even if the woman was guilty, and she drank from the Mei Hamorim, she actioned Zechois, lav dafka, anything was going to happen to her. Meaning, if she had a schos, she had some merit, the merit could be toilava. It could suspend the punishment. Incidentally, the word toilava means not mechaper, not it's going to go away completely, but toilava, it can put it on hold. Mishnah said that yesh schos toila shana achas. It's possible that she'll have schosim that will suspend this punishment for 1 year. Yesh schos toila beishanim and yesh schos toila gimel shanim. So it sounds like it can be anywhere up to 3 years that the schos is going to be toila. So the Gemara, Mani Masni said, who's the Tana of our Mishnah? Who holds that the schos could be toila a year, 2 years, and maximum up to 3 years? Loi Abba Yosef ben Chanan. It can't be Abba Yosef ben Chanan. Veloi Rabbi Loza ben Yitzchok ish kvar doroi. Can't be that Tanya either, v'loy Rabbi Yishmael, and it can't be Rabbi Yishmael, the Tanya, who are these Tanoim? We learned in the Braisa, im yesh lo schos toilo lo shlisha chadashim. If a woman had a schos, it could be toilo. How long? Up to 3 months. And what's the cheshbon of 3 months? Kidei hakoras ha'uber. The amount of time that it would take a woman that is a mu'uberes to now have the uber starting to show. Divrei Abba Yosef ben Chanan, that's the shita of Abba Yosef ben Chanan. So according to Abba Yosef ben Chanan, what's the shir of Schus Toilullah? It's up to 3 months. Why 3 months? Because that's when the uber is nicker. Now, what does the uber being nicker have to do with Schus Toilullah? So Rashi says, Dibra Maschul Kidei Hakoras HaUber, the Darish, because Abba Yosef ben Chanan darshan the Pasuk, it says, V'niksa V'nizra Azara. So this is the way he darshaned it. V'niksa al yedei schos. She could become naki al yedei schos. Meaning, even if she's guilty, it's shayach that it's going to be v'niksa. How long? Kidei v'nizra azara. Kishir shal uber nikar b'mu'uberes. V'nizra azara is a nusach of an isha mu'uberes. So the amount of time that it would take for us to see the uber, which is Gimel Chadashim for a typical pregnancy, which is 9 months. So that's how long it could be v'niksa. And that's the makar that Tzchusas Toilo for Gimel Chadashim. Rabbaz Ben Yitzchak, Ish Kvar Dorim, Maimer Tes Chadashim. It's not 3 months, it's 9 months. Shenemar, here the Gemara speaks out the Drasha. It's the same exact pasuk. It says v'niksa v'nizra zara, okay, ula halonu oimer. And there's another pasuk that says, Zera Yavdenu Yisupar Lashem Lador. And he darshan the Gzeira Shava, V'niksa V'nizra Zara, to that word Zera. And just like that word Zera says in the context of Yisupar, and Yisupar, the way we're darshaning the word means, Lesaper. Lesaper what? Zok Rashi. Lesaper Shvocha Yishal Mokoyim. So we darshan Zera Haroi Lesaper, that V'niksa V'nizra Zara, the amount of time that it would take a woman to be V'nizra Zara, not to have a Zera that's going to be Nicker, that's already 3 months, but to have a Zera that's Roy Lesaper B'Shvocha Yishal Mokoyim, that already would require a Leda, and that's the Makar, that it would be 9 months. Rabbi Shmuel Leimer, Rabbi Shmuel is a third Shita, he says Shnei Masa Chodesh. That's Chusas Toilo, not 3 months, not 9 months, but it could be toilo up to 12 months. And even though Rabbi Shmuel, in contrast to the previous two Tanon, did not have a source for this, so a shtikel zecher he did have, and it's from a pasuk in Daniel, Perek Dalet, Pasuk of Dalet, and you very much need Nakudas to read this pasuk. So the context over there is that Daniel has a very, very scary dream. I'm sorry, Nebuchadnezzar has a very, very scary dream, and he goes to Daniel, and he tells Daniel, what does this dream mean? And Daniel says, I have some good news and bad news. The bad news is this is a nightmare. It's a terrible dream. It's like, you can't do atavas chaloyim. One day you're going to be living bein achayis, whatever exactly the dream was. The good news is I have a little bit of an eitzah for you. The eitzah is you could do something to suspend your judgment. What is that? Give charity to Jews. So he says if you're going to give tzedakah to the Yidden, and that's chus, your judgment will be suspended. So this pasuk over here, which is written in an obscure dialect of Aramaic, is Daniel talking to Nebuchadnezzar, and he's telling Nebuchadnezzar what he needs to do to put his einish on hold. So he tells him as follows, Lohein malko milki yishbar alach. Meaning, listen to me, v'chatoch b'tzidka fruk, your averis, through tzedakah, you'll be able to redeem, v'av yosach b'michan anoin, hein tehevi archa l'shlevzach. So if you're going to go ahead and you're going to give tzedakah to aniyim, that's going to be your way out. Viksiv, and the pasuk says that what happened? Nebuchadnezzar listened to Daniel. And it says, Koilo mita al Nebuchadnezzar malka. Viksiv, liktsos yarchin trey asar. 12 months from when this whole thing happened, al hechom al chusach di bavel mahalachava. So it was suspended for how long? It was suspended for 12 months. But the bottom line is that you see from Nebuchadnezzar that his oinish was suspended through a schus. How long your days chaydish is up to Rabbi Shmuel? Avu bishen ray ladaver zeich ladaver. I do have a makar from a pasuk to this idea that you that schusim can buy you 12 months. Zok the Gemara. So what's the kasha? The kasha is right. We all began with a mani masnisa. Who's the tan of our mishnah? Our mishnah said there's a schus that can be tailed for a year, 2 years, or then up to 3 years. Here we have a braisa. A braisa that mentions three shittas. Abi Yosi ben Chanan, who said Chusas Toilo Gimel Chadashim. Rabbi Loza ben Yitzchak Ishkvar Doroim, who said 9 Chadashim. And Rabbi Shmuel that said 12 Chadashim. It psukim and Mekairis. So the question is, who is the Tan of our Mishnah? 3 months, 9 months, 12 months. Our Mishnah says up to 3 years. Rabbi Shmuel. Really, the Tan of our Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel. The Ashkach Kra, the Omer. However, the Tan of our Mishnah held that although the Makar that we have is really for Yud Beis Chodesh, but that Yud Beis Chodesh could extend itself. How so? Dechsiv, because the pasuk says, Koyam Hashem, Hazoizok Te'ebishta, Al Shloisha Pishei Edoim, Va'al Arba Lo Yashivenu. Meaning, you see from this pasuk, Pasha, what it means is that you do three Averis, the Ebishta is going to look away. But for four, Lo Yashivenu. But the way we're dashing the pasuk is that a schus could be toilah for Yud Beis Chodesh, but al shmoicha pishay adam, that sometimes I'll give you 3 periods of Yud Beis Chodesh. Oh, 3 periods of Yud Beis Chodesh, that's already 3 years, and that's the Makar to our mission that says that a schus could be toilah Yud Beis Chodesh. Zok the Gemara, that the first sheet in the Brayse, Abba Yosef Mechanan had a Makar. V'niksa v'nizra zara, v'niksa shall be naki, even if she's guilty. How long v'nizra zara, the amount of time that it takes for the zara to be nikar. The second sheet, Rabbi Lazar ben Yitzchak Ishkvar Dorim, Darshim, the same pasuk. V'niksa v'nizra zara. Zara means zera that's roi l'saper b'shvachish al makay, and that's a period of 9 months. Again, v'niksa shul be naki, how long the amount of time it takes to have a zera that's right, l'saper b'shvach shalmakim. And those were klorer rayas, real makaris. Rabbi Shmuel had a makar from a pasuk in Daniel, and that's afal pisha in raya l'dover zeich l'dover. Nemesis, if you think about it for a second, Rabbi Shmuel's makar seems to be the best makar. He's not just darshening a pasuk al pi remes soyd and drush. He has a mefurisher ma'isish ayukachaya, where this is what happened with Nebuchadnezzar, where he did an avera. He was supposed to be punished. He had the schus of stalka tatzel mimavis, and it saved him for yud beis chaydish. So why freit the gemara is that not a good riot? My afal pisha in riot ledover zeichel ledover. Why is this not a good riot? This is only a zeichel ledover. Sounds like a pretty nice makar. So the gemara says the reason it's not a klar makar is because Rabbi Shmuel's makar was from an oivet kechavim. And we're talking about Yidden. And Dil Mashani Oivde Kechavim Vloy Mafke Dina Alayu. It could be that when it comes to Oivde Kechavim, the Eibishter is Marech Af, more so than he is when it comes to Yidden. Now, it sounds a little bit counterintuitive, but the truth is, it's not always like that. But regardless, says the Gemara that it could be Oivde Kechavim is one way, Yidden are another way, and therefore, being that he didn't have a Mefurish Shakar, that this is the way the Eibishter is Noyeg. When it comes to Yidden, he said, Alpha Pishain Rai Ladover, but for sure, a Zeich Ladover there is. Either way, Mishnah said, Vyesh Schus Toilet could be up to 3 years. Gimel Shana Mechub. So here's the big question. Schus demai. What schus exactly are we talking about? And really, this next Gemara that we're going to learn from here until the bottom of the Yomid, and really Yomid base too, but for sure, this next block of Gemara that we're going to learn, Daf Chaf Aleph, Amid Aleph, is epic Ben Benoishal epic, and it's classic Ben Benoishal classic, and it's Hafachba Vafachba, the Kulaba from a Goda perspective, from a Halacha perspective, from a Lomdis perspective, from a Pnimius HaTayr perspective. There's a lot here. Baruch Hashem, we have related rate bites, so we'll link a lot of those rate bites that are very, very important. Any one of them could have been today's rate. In Beis Medrash play Chiddush, as we'll see at the end of the daf. But for now, this is Mamish, one of the most classic dafin in Shas. Zokti Gemara, Schus Demai. So the Mishnah says, Yesh Schus Toila. What exactly is the Schus that could be Toila? So the Gemara says like this, Ilem Schus de Toira. Probably it's the Schus of Toira. What's the first Schus that would come to mind? The schus of Talmud Torah. It's no bigger schus than Talmud Torah. But Talmud Torah can neged kula. But the Gemara says it can't be. Why? Because we're talking about a woman. And ha eina mitzvah v'oisa. A woman is eina mitzvah v'oisa. And Rashi says that even though if a woman learns Torah, she can get schar, but she gets schar like an eina mitzvah v'oisa. A man learns Torah, gets schar like a mitzvah v'oisa. A woman that learns Torah gets schar like an eina mitzvah v'oisa. God ala mitzvah v'oisa, yoisa v'misha eina mitzvah v'oisa. And the Gemara feels that the fact that an Eina Mitzvah V'Oisa Schar is somewhat limited would play an impact in this halacha, because it can't be that the Schus Toilo is an Eina Mitzvah V'Oisa Degas Schus. It has to be a Schus that's Mitzvah V'Oisa, because that's the type of Schus where the Schar is Godol, and that's the type of Schar that could be Toilo. So it can't be the Schus of Toilo, even though that's for sure the first pick, the first choice, it would be Toilo. But being that she's an Eina Mitzvah V'Oisa, it doesn't make sense that that's what it's. Elo schus de mitzvah. Okay, so it's probably the schus of some mitzvah. But the Gemara says, schus de mitzvah mi magna kulei hai. Does a mitzvah have the ability to be megan on this level? It could be megan and aparonius. This is a soita who's guilty. She drank the mehamarim. She was makabel de shvua and the Allah. And she has a schus. The schus is a mitzvah. And the mitzvah can be, the fact that Torah can be megan on this, that's pashut. Problem is, she's an Eina Mitzvah V'Oisa. This was a man, I would hear it, but it's a woman. But mitzvah, l'chur, shouldn't be able to do that. Mitzvah, schar mitzvah. The Gemara of Atanya, basing this on a brisa. Azur darash, Rav Nachman Rav Yosi. Rav Nachman Rav Yosi said the following drasha. The pasuk says, kiner mitzvah v'toyra ar. It's a pasuk in Mishle. Tala kosev as a mitzvah b'ner. The Torah compared a mitzvah to a ner, a lamp. V'esa toyra b'ar. And the Torah is compared to an ar. Light. As a mitzvah bin ner, the Torah compared the mitzvah to a ner. Loim l'chat to teach you, ma ner in a megina el l'fisha. Just like a ner is megan, it protects, but temporarily. Meaning, a ner is an inferior; it's a second-rate source of light. Af mitzvah, so to a mitzvah in a megina el l'fisha. It could be megan, but it can only be megan temporarily. As a Torah bar, the Torah compared Torah to an or loim l'chat ma or megan loilam. Just like or is always megan. Af Torah megina loilam. So to Torah is megan loilam. Va'oilam. Va'oimer. On this note, that Torah is megan loilam, the pasuk says, b'salecha tancha oisach, b'shachbacha tishmer alecha, of Hadron fame. Torah is something that backlights a person in Eilam Hazeh. B'shach b'chat tishmai rolecha zu misa. Sif sois of doi v'vois b'kever. So, b'misa, when a person's in the kever, he also has shmira from the Torah. V'haki tzoysa hites ichecha. And v'haki tzoysa by tchias ha-mesim l'asa l'avai. He also is going to be zoycha to learn Torah. So Torah is something that's la'olam. Why? Because Torah is compared to an art. But the mitzvah is compared to an er. The Brisa goes weiter. Moshul Adam, and I can explain to you the difference between a mitzvah and Torah, one being the ner, one being the er. To a person, this person was walking and it was pitch black outside. Very, very dark. And he was worried about a lot of things. Number one, he was worried about potholes, he's worried about thorns and these dangerous bushes. He was also worried about dangerous animals, he was worried about the listen. Not just that, it was pitch black outside, and as a result, he had no idea where he's going. He doesn't know if he's supposed to make a right, he's supposed to make a left. It's not the way Avukah Shalar. If this person would all of a sudden have an Avukah Shalar, meaning he gets a flashlight, the proverbial flashlight, okay, so at least he sees in front of him, his Dalet Amos becomes a little bit more clear. So if there's a pothole, he's going to walk into a ditch, he'd be protected. His heart is still going to be pounding. Why? Because he's still afraid. Because a flashlight's not going to help you if you come face to face with some chayarua, right? Additionally, he's still going to be lost. As soon as the sun rises, then already he'll be protected from the chayas rois and the listim. Why? They go back into their cave. The listim are doing their thing. At least he sees a much broader picture. But he still might be lost. If he comes to a crossroad, now ready, there's people he can ask. As soon as he's at a place where he knows where he's going, nitzel mikulam, at that point, he's going to be nitzel mikulam. What does it have to do with kiner mitzvah v'tayra ar? So we need a little bit of help from Rashi. Rashi says that the person that was lost, the Bryce described as being afraid of a whole bunch of different things. He's afraid of the potholes and the ditches and the thorns. He's afraid of the chayas rois and the listim. And he's also afraid of the prashas drachim. When he found the avuka shalar, he was nitzel from that first fear. That's the mitzvah. Kiner mitzvah. It alleviates some fear. When he finally comes to the point where it's olam udah shachar, then already he feels safe from the chayirah on the listim. That's a greater source of life. That's Torah. That's already Torah R. When he comes to the Prashas Drachim, then he gets safe from everything else. What's the Prashas Drachim? That the Gemara is going to discuss on the bottom of the Yomid. But the bottom line is, the Braisa, it's not finished. The first part of the Braisa said that the Pasuk says in Mishlei, ki ner mitzvah the Torah R. A mitzvah is compared to a ner. Torah is compared to an R. The R, the light of Torah, is much more powerful than the light of mitzvah. How does it manifest itself? So you have this mashal, nimshal, but in one line, the way it manifests itself is that a ner is megan, but it's only megan l'fisha, as opposed to an ur is something that's megan l'olam. So a mitzvah has a koyach to be megan, but only has a koyach to be megan l'fisha, as opposed to Torah, which is ur, that's something that could be megan l'olam. This is the first pshat in the chilik between mitzvah and Torah, why mitzvah is referred to as ner and Torah is referred to as ur. The Braisa continues and says, Davar Achar, you want to know why a mitzvah is compared to a ner and Torah is compared to an ur? It's because Avera Mechabe mitzvah, the ein Avera Mechabe Torah. If a person does a mitzvah and then he does an Avera, so the Avera can extinguish the mitzvah, meaning an Avera cannot get a mitzvah. But if a person learns Torah and then he does an Avera cannot knock out Torah. The Gemara is going to elaborate this a little bit on the bottom of the Yomid. And that's why the mitzvah is compared to a ner. Because a ner is very easy to extinguish, as opposed to an ur is very difficult to extinguish. And it's for that reason we compare the mitzvah to the ner, because it's shayach to extinguish a mitzvah. What can extinguish a mitzvah? An Avera. Avera is mechabe mitzvah. But Torah, nothing can be mechabe Torah. And it's based on a pasuk that says, Mayim rabim lo yuchlu lechabe yiseso ahava. Mayim rabim, all the waters can extinguish the ahava. And the ahava is Torah. As Rashi speaks out, we'll see more about this in the raid. And therefore, the Mayim rabim, there's no averas in the world that can be mechabe da. What's the bottom line? Why did we bring all this? We brought this long-winded, although very, very straightforward, braisa, for a reason. The reason was, The Mishnah says that a soita that drinks from the main marim, if she has a schus, it can be tired up to 3 years. Question, schus to mai, schus to tairu, shniz, ain't a mitzvah of vices, it can't be, it's a schus of tairu. Elamai, it's a schus of mitzvah. What's the problem? The problem is I have a braisa that says mitzvah's like a ner. And if mitzvah's like a ner, it can't be that it's the schus of the mitzvah. Why not? So what did the braisa say? Why is mitzvah like a ner? We had two pshatim of why mitzvah's like a ner. The first pshat was that just like a ner is only megin lefisha, so to a mitzvah could only be megin lefisha. That's the Gemara's kasha. If a mitzvah could only be megin lefisha, so it's not mistaber then that a mitzvah would have the ability to be toila this whole inyan of what's supposed to happen to the soita. Or would be able to do that. That's megan la'olam. But a mitzvah that's only megan temporarily, it's only megan lefisha, so it's not mistaber that it would have the ability, that megan lefisha, that little bit of light, l'chayra, shouldn't be able to do it. Additionally, the davar acher of the braisa was that an avera could be mechaba a mitzvah. Because the ner is such a fickle light that it's very easy, a little wind comes and boom, now the ner is not there anymore. Since she did a mitzvah, something that an avera is able to be mechaba, again, it's not mistaber that a light that can only be megan lefisha and a light that can easily be extinguished through an aveira would have the ability to be megan. So if that's the case, we're stuck. What's the schus toira? Toira, which is an ar, she's an edim mitzvah. A mitzvah is an air. It's only lefisha. And aveira is mechabit. So what is the schus? As often Gemara, I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef, I'll tell you what it is. Lo'olam, it's the schus of mitzvah. Let's speak out Rav Yosef's teretz, Osevenik first. It's mitzvah, it's not Torah. She's an ein mitzvah voice on Torah. So really what it is, it must be, it's mitzvah. Aye, what was the kasha? The kasha is that a mitzvah can only be megan lefisha. This that the Braisa said, a mitzvah can be megan lefisha, that's referring to being megan min ha-chet. That's saying that if a person does a mitzvah, so now you're going to be protected from your yetzahara. That, it's kiner mitzvah. Yeah, it could be megan, but it's a ner. It's a shracha type of shmira. It's a shmira p'chusa. As opposed to when it comes to being megim and apuranius, that already a mitzvah has a meyerdiga koyach to be megim. And that's the teretz. It's the schus of mitzvah. Ay, kiner mitzvah, one pshat, two pshatim. That's all as it relates to being megim minachet. But as it relates to being megim apuranius, no. It's megim loylon, and avera can't be mechavit. And that's the distinction. And our mission is referring to schus toylom and apuranius. And that's why we could be talking about mitzvah. Let's see Rabbi Yosef inside. And really the verbiage that Rabbi Yosef used is very, very critical. First of all, in some of the raid on this daf, but also in terms of the Hemshech of the Gemara. So Rabbi Yosef said like this, mitzvah, I'll explain to you the real difference between a mitzvah and Torah, the difference between the ner and the ar. Mitzvah, be'in the dasik, but at the time that you're involved in the mitzvah, magna u'matzla. Number one, it's megin, and number two, it's matzel. Number one, it's megin minayisurin, and number two, it's matzo from the Yetzah Hara. But at the time that you're not being oisik in the mitzvah, agune magna, it's going to be megim min ayisurin, aber atzulei loy matzo. It's not going to be matzo min achet. And that's the nekuda of the braisa that says it's only kiner mitzvah. Because when you're not being oisik in it, at that point it can't be megan anymore. That's the lefisha. When you're being oisik in the mitzvah, it can be megan. When you're not, you're not. And that's where it's inferior. Torah, as it relates to Torah, which is an ar, bein be'inna da'asikva, bein be'inna da'lai asikva. Whether you're being oisik in the Torah, you're not being oisik in the Torah, magna umatzo, it could be megan, simon aperonis, umatzo, it could be matzo manachet. Either way, the way Rabbi Yosef explained the real difference between a mitzvah and Torah, our Mishnah Loyim is talking about a mitzvah, and it's going to be megan, mamish, for years, and even though a mitzvah is really a ner, and a ner we know is only megan lefisha, that's being megan min ha-chet. But being megan min ha-yisurim min ha-peronius, that's different. Zok the Gemara mask of Lord Rabbah. Rabbah asked the kasha, some have the Gersa Rab, Elamiyato, if you're going to tell me. And the kasha is really not so much on the teretz that Rabbi Yosef said to explain our Mishnah, but it's on the way he explained the chilek between Torah and Mitzvah. According to you, Rav Yosef, that said, that as it relates to Torah, this is the Torah part of Rav Yosef, that Torah is megan umatza, simon peronius and simon yetzara, whether you're oisik or not oisik, explain to me, el meyata doig vachi teufel, doig vachi teufel. These are two people that go down in history as Bali Aveira. Yet they were tremendous in learning, Chazal say. Milo Yaski the Torah, and Milo Yagino Alayu. Why wasn't the Torah Megan? So you'll tell me, because they weren't learning Torah at the time that they did the Aveiras. But you're telling me Torah is Megan, Matzel, even Minha Chet. Even be'inah de lo yasnik ba elamah Rava. So Rava said, I have to say Rav Yosef's teretz, albeit a little bit different. So the teretz is going to be the same teretz. The Tzad, the Mishnah is going to be the same shot. But he's just tweaking it a little bit. Torah, as it relates to Torah, be'inah da'asik ba magdu matzah. When a person's learning Torah, it's megan and it's matzel. It's megan min ha'yisurim, and it's also matzel min ha'chet. Be'inah de lo yasnik ba, when you're not learning agune magna, it's still megan min ha'yisurim. Atzuli lo matzel, it's just not matzel min ha'chet. Mitzvah, as it relates to mitzvah, be'inah da'asik ba, be'inah as it relates to a mitzvah, whether you're Isaac or not Isaac, Agune Magno, Atsuli Loi Matzah, it's always going to be Megal, it's not going to be Matzah. So as it relates to Pshat and Mishnah, the Pshat and Mishnah is the same. The Schus Toyo is a mitzvah. Ah, it's only Megan Lefisha. No, it's only Matzah Lefisha. It's a little confusing. It's Matzah Lefisha as it relates to protecting you from the Eitzar. But Megam and Ayasurin, that's something that's going to be Loilam. That's what our Mishnah is talking about, and that's the Pshat. As it relates to Torah, that's what Rav is saying different than Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was saying Torah, even Be'inah Delay Asikba, it's going to be Matzah Min Hachet. Rav said, Doig Vachi Teufel Teuchiach. There are people that were tremendous Lomdim, they had learned a lot of Torah in their life, and then they were nichshol later on in Chet. So that's a raya that Torah b'inna d'lo yosikba is not really matzel min ha yetzno Ravina. Ravina said a different shot in our Mishnah. What was the original reaction of the Gemara? What's the schus Torah? It's the schus of Torah. Why would we daichet? Because she's in eina mitzvah of Aisa. She doesn't have a mitzvah to learn Torah. Women are parted from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. As a result, being that the schar of Talmud Torah is not on the same level, so therefore, can't be, it's the schus of Torah. Ravina said, no. Lo'oilam, her schus Torah is the schus of Torah. Ude ka'amr, teine mitzvah v'aisa. What was the kasha? She's in teine mitzvah v'aisa. Nehid p'kudu le mifketa. It's true, she doesn't have a mitzvah to learn Torah. However, she does have a shaychis to the schar of Torah. And here's the punchline. The schar of mitzvah v'aisa, the Torah. How so? Not when she learns, but when she facilitates others to learn. But Agra, the reward that she's going to get, the makrin umasnaim banayo, that she is going to help her children learn mikra, that's makrin, and learn mishnah, that's masnaim. V'notrulu gavrayu d'asiv v'enej rasha, and the schad that she gets when her husband goes out to learn, and she waits for him to come back. Actually quotes the Gemara's in Ksubis, where men used to go away and learn sometimes for a very long time. That's schad, miloi palkin ba'adayo, meaning any schad that her sons and her husband's going to get for learning Torah, isn't she a shutif in that? They couldn't have done it without her, and as a result, she's going to get a full chelik in all their Torah. And that Torah is mitzvah v'oisa to get Torah. I mean, she can learn Torah by herself, but her Torah is ain't a mitzvah v'oisa. But when she facilitates her children and her husband to learn Torah, now she has a chelik in Torah, that's a mitzvah v'oisa to get Torah, and that's the schus that she's going to have. So here's the bottom line. The site that comes to the Makom HaMikdash, she's guilty as charged. Kinu yistira, there was tumma. She drinks from the main marim. It's very possible that she's going to walk away. According to Ravina, how? She has children that are bnei Torah. She has a husband that's a Talmud Chacham. And she gave up from herself, for her family, to be Isaac in Torah. That schar is such a meridig schar that this Isha Zoyna, this Soito, is mamish mezana tachas bailo, schus kibitoyla up to Gimel Shonim, Chazal say, because of the reward that she's going to get. So the bottom line is, what's the schus toyla? We have two mahalchim. The first pshat was Rabbi Yosef and Rava. Market Islay, a nuance in terms of the nusach, but the pshat is the same pshat. And that is, it's the schus of mitzvah. And even though kiner mitzvah, that's as it relates to being megim and achet, but as it relates to protecting a person from yisurin, as it relates to that, the mitzvah is mamash like Torah. It has the ability to protect in a very, very serious way. And that's the schus. Ravina's pshat was, it's the schus of Torah, not the schus of her learning Torah. But the agra, the makrin, the maslim, banayu, the natrin, hula givrayu, ada osni mebe midrasha. So in the course of the brisa that was brought, that discussed the chilah between a mitzvah and Torah, kiner mitzvah v'Torah are, the Gemara told a mashal, a long mashal. There was a person, he was going in finster darkness, and he was worried about a bunch of things. The kaitzim, the prasim, the barkonim, the chayas ruas, the listim. He also didn't know where he was going. He was just in general loss. He needed directions. It's in the middle of the night. He's mamish in a mess. If he's going to get an avuka shalar, suddenly he's going to get the proverbial flashlight. So it'll be nitzel from the kaitzim, the prasim, the barkonim. But he's still going to be afraid. Why? He's still worried about the chayas or the listim. He still doesn't know where he's going. Kibbutz Allah Muda Shachar. He's not worried about the chayas on the listim anymore, but he still doesn't know where he's going. When he arrives at the Prashas Drachim, then he's good. In the Pirish of this Mashal, meaning in the Nimshal, a person goes through life And there's a lot of fears. You do mitzvahs, it gives you a little bit of a shmira. You learn Torah, that's kivan sha'olam b'dashacha, but you're still lost. When are you found? That's when you arrive at the Prashas Drachim. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? My Prashas Drachim. And really, the punchline of the Kasha is, what more are you supposed to do? This person already is doing mitzvahs. He's already learning Torah. He's still lost? Kulei hai v'ulai? At this point, you still have to arrive at the Prashas Drachim. What else is there still to arrive at? I'm Rav Chiz says that Talmud Chacham Yom HaMisa. It's the Yom HaMisa. Until a person comes to the Yom HaMisa, he's not found. Why? The Mashal says, Al Tamim Ba'atzmachad Yom HaMisa. So even though it's true right now, what you're doing is perfect, but you still have to be worried. Ashri Yod HaMefachet Tamim, because you don't know whether or not you're going to always remain that way. Yeah, it's true. Right now, you're trending in the right direction. But doesn't necessarily mean that it's always going to be this way. Nachman Yitzchak comes at Talmud Chacham v'Yerushchet. There's a certain madrig of Yerushchet that Talmud Chacham gets. Meaning, you're doing mitzvahs, you're learning Torah. You obviously have some form of Yerushamayim, right? Reishis Chacham Ziris Hashem. But at the same time, G'dayla Torah Shemavila De'Yira. So there's a certain level of Yerushchet that a person could only be zoichet to after he learns Torah, and that's the Prashas Drachim. So you're doing mitzvahs, you're learning Torah. When you're zoichet to the Yira that comes through Torah, that's gewalt. That's when you know you were found. Mazutra said a whole different shot. Zeh Talmud Chacham, the Salkave Shmaita Aliba de Hilchasa. So Rashi says that this is already a whole different gang. And what the Braisa was bavarning was that you could have a person that's doing mitzvahs, he's learning Torah, he's found, meaning he doesn't have to worry about his Mahalach HaChayim. Comes Chodesh Elul, and comes the Yumei Adin, he can feel good about himself. He's going in a good way. It's not the Nekuda. The Nekuda is something else. The Nekuda is when he's sitting and learning, he wants to have a Siyata Deshmaya, and this person wants to make sure that the Torah he's going to say is going to be Neskabel. He'll be Zoicha to say Torah Semes. And for that already, you need a special Siyata Deshmaya. When a person has that Siyata Deshmaya, the Sokalei Shmaya, Talib the Hilchasa, that's when you know he really made it in life. Going back to the Braisa. The Braisa said two pshatim in the mashal of kiner mitzvah v'tayra. What was the first mashal? That mitzvah protects, but temporarily. It's like a ner, as opposed to tayra, which is like an ar. That's something that's, it's meir la'olam. The second pshat was that an avera could be mechaba mitzvah, but an avera cannot be mechaba tayra. Davaracher, avera mechaba mitzvah, in avera mechaba tayra. Rabbi Yosef said, Dorshe Rabbi Menachem bar Yosef lahai kroki sinai. Rabbi Nachman bar Yosef darshened this pasuk mamish as if it was Torah miSinai. V'umoli darshua doig v'achi toifol hachi, and had doig and achi toifol darshened this pasuk in the same way. Le'rotfu basid David, they would have never been roid of David. The pasuk says that doig and achi toifol said the following. They said lemer ali kim azavoy Hashem, we believe let go of David. Ritvu v'tis suhu ki ein matzo. We could be roid of him right now, because there's nobody that's going to protect him. Why did they think that David HaMelech was unprotected? My darish. The pasuk says, "V'la'yir b'cha ervas davar v'goymer." So the whole pasuk is, "Ki Hashem alikecha nesaluf bekerat machanecha lahatzulcha v'losei soivecha lufanecha v'yom machanecha kadosh v'la'yir b'cha ervas davar v'shamei acharecha." This was actually a gemara earlier in the Masechta. Daf Gimel Amud Beis. The gemara darshan this pasuk that you see from here that the condition to be zoicha ki Hashem alikecha nesaluf bekerat machanecha lahatzulcha. The law says, "Oyvecha lefanecha is v'ayim machanecha kadosh." For a year, b'cha ervas davar. That's the only time a person's going to be zoicher. They made a cheshbon that David HaMelech was nichshol in this inyan of lo yir b'cha ervas davar, the mice of Bathsheba. So they thought that he didn't have the protection anymore, and that's why they went after him. But they made a mistake. The heinem yoidim, they didn't know shaver mechaber mitzvah, the ein aver mechaber Torah. That David HaMelech had learned so much Torah that even though he did this terrible avera, but even though he did this avera, the avera that he did was not mechaber the Torah that he had. So had they darshined the pasuk of kiner mitzvah the Torah, or in the same way that Rabbi Menachem bar Yosi darshan the pasuk, he's the Baal member of that long brisa that took up a good chunk of today's daf, then they would have never made a mistake, because they would have chap that the Dover Achar, one of the two differences between a mitzvah and Torah is a aver is mechab, a mitzvah aver is not mechab a Torah. And then they would have realized that David HaMelech, even though on some level there was an inyan of la'yir b'cha ervas davar, but at the same time, that pasuk that says, ki Hashem alikecha mesalich b'ker machanel achtzilcha is only
conditional upon the Abraham doesn't apply to him because he had so much Torah, and that Avera couldn't be Mechaber the Torah that he had. But they didn't darshan the pasuk like him, and that's why they made the mistake that they made. So in the course of this Amid, the Gemara quoted a pasuk that says, Mayim Rabim lo yuchlu lechaber yiseso ahava, that Mayim Rabim doesn't have the ability to extinguish the ahava. The pasuk continues and says, Unaharois lo yishtafu, all the naharois, it has no ability to get rid of that ahava. In mite nishas kol hoin beisai be'ahava, if a person is going to give away kol hoin beisai, he's going to walk away from mamish, all his nechasim, he's going to give up all his aylam haza, be'ahava, because of the love that he has to the Eibishto, boiz yavuzulai, people are going to, on some level, make bezyonis from him. That's what the end of the pasuk says. So the pasuk begins talking about ahava. Mayim rabim lo yuchlu l'chaber yiseso ahava. Unaharois lo yishtafu. One of the really poetic psukim in Shir HaShirim. But then the pasuk says that despite that, this ahava is not shayach. And if you have it burning inside of you, if you decide that I'm going to give everything away because of this ahava, ahava mekalkelas es hashura, I'm going to give everything away, you should know, im yitenish es koloim beisa ba'ahava, boys yavuzulois, veitzain gitte bezioines, mamish, boys yavuzulois, a tonight kofel, a double ocean, boys yavuzulois. Says the Gemara, my boys yavuzulois. If a person gives away everything for ahava, it's going to be boys yavuzulois. It sounds like such a beautiful thing. You have this ahava, ahava Hashem. We said ahava is Torah, right? This is the Makar, that Avera is not Mechaba Torah. So if that's the case, then why isn't boys yavuzulois? Amarula, so Ula said as follows. We're talking about a person that gives away his money to support Torah. However, he did it in the wrong way. The pasuk is talking like Shimon Achi Azariah. It's not talking about a person who gives away his money like Shimon, the brother of Azariah, did. Or like the situation of Rabbi Yochanan the Bein Nasiya. A mashal of where a person who gives away all his money for Torah is Boyz Yavuzulai, is a situation like Hillel and Shevna. Chiyos Rav Dimi Yom, where Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said the following, Hillel v'Shevna achi hava. We all heard of Hillel. But Hillel had a brother whose name was Shevna. Hillel osik b'teira, Shevna avad iska. So Hillel sat and learned Torah, and Shevna was a fine negver. L'saif, after many years of Hillel learning Torah, and we know the struggles that Hillel had to learn Torah, to the point that Chazal say, Hillel mechayiv es aniyim. So Hillel's mesirus nefesh to learn Torah, mitecha tchak, is legendary. So he has a brother who's involved in Iska. So at some point, his brother comes to Hillel, and he says, yeah, I want to meet with you. I have a proposal for you. He told him, ta narei v'liflaik. He said, I'm going to give you money, and let's split. We'll make a yachloiku. I'll give up half of my ashiris. You give me half of, how much, the Torah of Hillel, and let's make a deal. It's a basko. So Hillel was like to a basko. And all of a sudden, a basko came out and ended this meeting. And said, va'omro, imite inishas kol hoin beisei be'ahava boiz yavuzulai. This is an example of a person who was willing to give it all away. But at the same time, boiz yavuzulai, incidentally, was willing to give half away. But the bottom line is, this was the situation. So what was so unique about the situation? And what's the difference between Hillel and Shevna versus Shimon Achi Azariah or between Rabbi Yochanan and the Bein Nasiya? The difference is that their arrangements that they made was Koidem HaMaisa. Meaning, they went over to a younger man who's starting off his career as a Ben Torah, and he told him, I'll make a deal with you. I'll give you money, you sit and learn, we'll have some sort of arrangement. That's not Shayach. That's Yisachar Zvulin. That's a situation where a person can have a chelik in Torah on the highest level through his achsakas HaTorah. Where it's Boizy of Uzulai is when you come after the fact. You have someone who's been learning Torah, and now you try to buy his Olam Haba. You say, this guy's a Gviris, he's putting together a portfolio of different Lamdonim and things where he's going to have, this guy's a Lamdan, he's a Sinai, he's on a Gahar, he's a Shiv, he's a Rebbe, and now all of a sudden he's going to have Mamash, a whole fund of different. It doesn't work that way. You have to come in before the fact, you can't come in after the fact. And this person, Yitain Ish, is called Hoim Besa Be'ahava, Boiz Yavuzulai, it's going to be fine of his Yoinis. He's Mamash giving it all away. It's a Mekach Tois, it's Mamash, it's Achal, there's nothing there. And that's what this Pasuk is referring to, and that's the conclusion of this part of the Gemara. Zok the Gemara Vayit. We'll just know a little bit more, and then we'll speak at a little bit of rate. Omer ben Aznai. Ben Aznai said, so Omer is clearly in the middle of a sentence. The Mishnah said, Mikan Omer ben Aznai, that from the sugya of Schus Torah ben Aznai said, Chayiv Adam Laminus Bit the Torah. A person has an obligation to teach his daughter Torah. Why? Shem Tish the Tedush Aschus Torah. So Pasha, you would say, Chayiv Adam Laminus Bit the Torah. If it's the case, then it's probably for, I don't know, because of Torah. No, it's because of this Indian. Because your daughter might end up being a Saita, and then she's going to drink, and she knows she's guilty, she's going to come home, and she's going to be Kaifer and Tairus Moisha. So Zol Zivis, and she should know that there's an Indian of Schos Tailala, and she'll only know that if she learns Taira. Rabbi Eliezer commented in the Mishnah, and he says, no, Chas V'shol, Kala Melamed is Bitei Taira, Ki Ilu Melamed Tiflis, says the Gemara, Tiflis Al Kadaitach, Tiflis means Nus. What? Someone that teaches his daughter Taira is teaching her Tiflis, Eleima Ki Ilu Limda Tiflis. It's not literally Nus, but it's Ki Ilu. Amar Abavo, my time with Rabbi Eliezer still needs beer, right? Why is it ki'ilu? The chzir, the pasuk says, "Ani chachma shachanti arma." And we darshan as follows: Kimish nichnas chachma ba'adam. As soon as chachma enters a person, nichnas imoy armumis. It comes together with armumis, and being that chachma brings armumis with it, so if a woman is going to learn Torah, she's going to develop a certain cleverness. That cleverness is going to work against her. And the way the Mefarshim explain it is because Noshim Daitan Kalis, and we're more concerned that she's going to come with Deis Nos. So if she doesn't have this Armumis, okay. So that in and of itself is a Shmira. But to the extent that she learns Torah, she's going to have Arma. That compounded with this Indian of maybe commonly Deis Nos, that's where it's Ki'ilu Limdo Tiflos. Either way, V'Rabbanon, Hay Ani Chachma Mai Avdile. How did the Rabbanon teach this pasuk? Ani Chachma Shachanti Armo Miboyle the Kidrab Yosef Rab Chanin. Dom Rabbi Yosef Rab Chanin, a whole different teach. In the Vetayr Meskaimen, Ella B'mishem Maimed Atzmoy Orem Aleha. Someone that is willing to be Orem for Torah. Rashi says, Shapirich Mikol Asakim, Venaso Le Oni Vechoisakol. Someone that's willing to be an Oni Vechoisakol, he's willing to be Arun for Torah, that's the type of person that's going to be Zoicha to Torah. What's the Makar to this? Shenema Ni Chachma. When does a person get Chachma? Shachanti Arma. When a person is willing to be Arma. Amr Rabbi Yochanan said, Ein Divrei Torah Miskaimin El Bemishan Mesem Atzmai Kemisha Enoi. A person that wants Torah, he has to make himself Kemisha Enoi, as if he's Mamish nothing. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Vahachachma Me Ayin Ti Matze. Someone who's a Me Ayin, he's the person that's Zoicha to Chachma. Rabbi Shua Oimer, Roitze Isha Vechulu. So Rabbi Shua said, we mentioned Noshim and we mentioned Tiflos. So he said, Amaimer Amuzger. He said, a woman would rather have a Kav, which means not a lot of money, but the tiflos with tashmish, rather than teskabin, which is more money, uprishnos and preachers. Zok my comma, what exactly is Rabbi Shua saying? Hachi comma, what we just said. Roitze isha bekav v'tiflos imoy. A woman would take a kav, as long as there's tiflos with that kav, mitishas kabin and preachers, rather than have nine kabin and have preachers exhale. So just a few horrors. The first horror is, working backwards. The last Gemara that we learned, which was not the Daf, but just to mention one Ha'ara, that Rabbi Yochanan said a memra, Ein Divrei Torah Miskayimin, Ela B'Misha Mesem Atzmai Kemisha Enoi. Torah is Miskayim only by a person who makes himself Kemisha Enoi. Shenemar, V'Hachachma Me'ayin Timotze. It struck me that we had a Gemara over Yontif. The Gemara was on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara was discussing the Ptira and the Kfura of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ulmalei Mikra Kosavi Efshal La'Omra. Heichel Moshe Neis, where was Moshe Nifter? The Chelkoi Shal Ruvain. Har Nevoi, which the Gemara said was in the Chelik of Ruvain. The Heichel Moshe Kavur, where is Moshe buried? The Chelkoi Shal God. The Chzivaya Reisha Sloi, Ki Chelkoi Smechoi Keksofa. Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter in the Chelik of Ruvain. He's buried in the Chelik of God. So the Gemara said, Umi Chelkoi Shal Ruvain, Ach Chelkoi Shal God is 4 million. Who took Moshe Rabbeinu? Who carried him from point A to point B? So the Gemara said, this is the thing you can't say, but the Gemara says, Malamichay Moshe Mutab Kanfe Shchino. Umalachi Ashnores Oimrim, Sitkas Hashem Oso, Umishpatav Yisrael. Vakodesh Baruch, when the Eibishter was also being masked with Moshe Rabbeinu at that point. As Moshe Rabbeinu's body is being carried, Tachas Kanfe Yashchino. From Chelkoi Shal Ruvain to Chelkoi Shal God, the Eibishter said the following: Mi Yakum Liam Mireyim, Mi Yisyatzav Liam Payali Yovim. Shmuel said that Hakadosh Baruch Hu was saying Mika Chochma Mi Oydei Pesha Dover. Rabbi Yochanan said Va Chochma Me Ayin Timotze. Rav Nachman said Va Yomashon Moshe Eved Hashem. Smalion said Va Yomashon Moshe Safra Rabba. But Al Kaponim, different Amayron said different. Nuschois, what the Eibishter was saying during that time, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan said, Hachachma me ayin timotze. I think this memra of Rabbi Yochanan,
In today's daf, Hachachma Me'ayin Timatze gives a little bit of a richness to what Rabbi Yochanan was referring to. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ein Devrei Torah Meskaimin El B'Misha Meisem Atzmai K'Misha Einoi." Shenemer V'Hachachma Me'ayin Timatze. A person wants to be Zoicha to Torah, you have to be a Me'ayin. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Ana Mikol Adam. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Navi Mikol Adam. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Torahs Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is Rabbi Yochanan L'Shitasi. This is his hesped. That what was the hesped? Hachachma Me'ayin Timatze. So on Yontif, when we were learning together, with Chaveru Makshivim, so we will ma'orer maybe one ha'ara, and that is that Rabbeinu Chanano in Masechtas Chagiga Daf Tes Amid Beis says it's on the Gemara that says Einoy Doima Misha Shoyna Pirkei Mei Apamim LaMisha Shoyna Pirkei Mei Apamim VeEchad. So says Rabbeinu Chanano on the side of the Gemara Masechtas Chagiga. He says the pasuk says Achachma Me'ayin Timatze. The word me'ayin is the gematria 101. It's kuf aleph. And it's in remez ladover. The ena doima, misha shayna pirkei me'ya pamim, la misha shayna pirkei me'ya pamim ve'echad. There's an inyan of the hachachma. You want to be zoicha to chachma, me'ayin timatze. How you zoicha to chachma? You zoicha to chachma, you learn something kuf aleph pamim. You learn something 101 times, that's how you zoicha to chachma. Well, we learned Masechtas Chagiga Daftes. We spoke at the time a whole bunch of different Ramazim that you find in the Sfarim HaKadoshim to this inyan, the number 101. The Ramami Pano says, Ashrei Misha Ba Likan V'Talmudei Biyadei. Likan is Begematri, 101. Ashrei Misha Ba Likan, it's easy math, V'Talmudei Biyadei, a person that comes with Likan, with 101 times, he's the one that's Ashrei. Because when you learn Torah 101 times, that's Mamish Geval. The Kleyak in Parshas Vezchanan says that the word Shachach is Begematria 328. Zachar is Begematria 227. 328 minus 200, this is all easy math today. Minus 227 is 101, it's Kuf Aleph. The difference between Shachach and Zachar is Kuf Aleph Pamin. Because when you learn Torah 101 times, it's Talmud Biyadai. When you learn Torah 101 times, it's Einodayin Mamisha Shaina Birkai, Hachachma Miyayin Timatze, then you can have a Besundere Skula. Chassam Sofer, in a Nifla Digashtukal, says that the Pasuk says, Me Oivai Techakmeni Mitzvah Secha. He brings from the Ramami Pano that me oivai techak meini mitzvoy secho. He says that shikcha comes from the Samach Mem. So he states Ramami Pano, as quoted by the Halachic Sam Sofer, that shikcha comes from the Samach Mem. Zoktach Sam Sofer, the Samach Mem is begematria Samach Mem. It's easy. It's gematria 100. The shikcha comes from the Samach Mem, which is the gematria 100. Me oivai techak meini mitzvay secha. If a person learns Torah more than oivai, me oivai, more than oivai, who's the oyev as the Samach Mem? So if you're going to learn Torah more than the Samach Mem, meaning how many times? 101 times. Ki lo oila mi li, then you're going to be zoichat your Torah. And says the Chassam Sofer, oi remez ledover, the soifei tevois of me oivai techak meini mitzvay secha ki li oila mi li. It's 10 plus 10 plus 20 plus 10 plus 40 plus 1 plus 10 is 101. And that's in Remez Ladover that may oivai techakmeni mitzvay secha kiloi lamili. But Al-Kupanim, there's so many Ramazim to this Indian of 101. May achachma may ayin timatze. Ashrei misha bo likan. May oivai techakmeni mitzvay secha kiloi lamili. The difference between shachach and zachar is 101. But there was another Remez that we spoke on, a Chagiga Daf Tes Amid Beis. We said over from the Vilna Gaon that we know there's one parsha in the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mecheni no misifrcha, and it was Chal, in one parsha in the Torah. Which parsha? Parshas Tetzava. Parshas Tetzava, if you look at the end of the parsha by the Mesorah, has 101 psukim. This Kuf Aleph psukim, the Mesorah is Mechal, which is also being a matri 101. But there's 101 psukim in Parshas Tetzava. So the Vilna Gaon said, why is there 101 psukim in Parshas Tetzava? The one parsha that's very, very unique, that doesn't have Moshe Rabbeinu's name. He said, because if you take the name Moshe and you spell it out, Mem is Mem Mem. Shin is Shin Yud Nun. And Hey is Hey Aleph. If you take the Oseos that are Nister in the name Moshe, the Mem, the Yud and the Nun, and the Aleph, it's 101. The Nister of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gematria of Moshe Rabbeinu is 345. Incidentally, Golos is Shmad in the Torah. Golus Begimatria 344. The Chida and the Svar Makdoshim say, Ein lecha ben chayrin ela misha oisik b'tayra. That if you want to be a ben chayrin, you want to be misgaber on the shmad, you learn Torah's Moshe. Moshe is 345, and Golus is shmad, which is 344. But that's the chitzonius of Moshe. As it relates to the pnimius of Moshe, what's the Gematria? It's 101. And Remez Ladovet, even though Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned anywhere in Parshas Tetzaveh, but Benister Moshe Rabbeinu's there. Where's this the Vilna Goy? Where isn't Benister? It's Benister because there's 101 psukim, and the Gematria of Benister of Moshe is Kuf Aleph, that's also 101. Rabbi Yochanan said that when Moshe Rabbeinu was tachas kanfei Ashchina, and he's going from Chelkoi Shel Ruvain to Chelkoi Shel Gad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, what was the divrei hesped on Moshe Rabbeinu? He said, Achochma me'ayin timatzei. And Pashu Pshad is Rabbi Yochanan Shitasai, that ain't term is Kayin Elo, B'mishin Oysam Atzmekin Ayin. And Moshe Rabbeinu's spitz, what's the spitz Moshe Rabbeinu? He's Anu Mikol Adam, he's Navi Mikol Adam, and this is Kolei, all that. It's Pashu, that's what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. But Ulai, there's another remez over here. Me'ayin is the Moshe Rabbeinu. Me'ayin is Kuf Aleph, Achochma me'ayin timatzei. This was Moshe Rabbeinu. The Goyin said that Kuf Aleph is Moshe Rabbeinu Benister, Liktashtikal Nister, and this Divrei Hesbet that the Eibishn gave on Moshe Rabbeinu, HaChochma Me'ayin Timatz. That's the first R. The second R is that the Gemara talked about this Indian of Ki Ner Mitzvah, the Torah R. That mitzvahs are compared to Ner, and Torah is compared to R. And there's a fundamental difference then between the R that comes from doing a mitzvah and the R that comes from learning Torah. The R of a mitzvah is Lefi Shah, as opposed to the R of Torah, that's something that's Megan La'olam. Reb Chaim Volozhin, in Nefesh HaChaim Shar Dalet, this is Perich of Tess and Perich Lamed. He begins with this Chazal. Hine Razal Amru Saito Chafalaf Amanalaf. He brings the whole Gemara. And he says, you see from here that there's a fundamental difference between the R of a mitzvah and the R of a Torah. And in Perich of Tess, he's marchiv on it, and then in Perek Laman, he's marchiv on it even more. In Perek Chavtes, Chaim Volozhin says, this is Yisoyed Achsidus V'sheresh Avoyda Atmimo, Ki Yodua, this is Nefesh Chaim Shadalot. So he says, the first difference is, we know that the Taryag mitzvahs are mechuvonim neged, the Taryag evorim v'gidim sheba adam. What's the oimek advarim? The oimek is that when a person does a mitzvah properly, miskadish al yoda oisa ever hamechuvon negda, u'mechaya oisa, and there's an or that comes on that Eiver. So if a person does a mitzvah, he's zaycha to a kedusha, to an R that's going to be shayra right now on that Eiver that's mechuvin keneged that mitzvah that he did. Says Reb Chaim Volozhin, that's true as it relates to mitzvahs. One mitzvah relates to one Eiver or one gid. Torah, however, relates to everything. Torah is something that's all-encompassing. And Torah is something that literally has ashpa on every Eiver and every gid that a person has. In fact, Rav Chaim Volozhin says that the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, "Roya Adam sheyisurim ba'an olav." A person sees that yisurim ba'an olav yefashpesh b'maisas, pishpesh v'loy matzah yitla bebitul Torah. Think Rav Chaim Volozhin, the most famous kasha ever. I don't understand. If the person was pishpesh v'loy matzah, so obviously he's not doing any bitul Torah. So if he's not doing bitul Torah, so what does it mean yitla bebitul Torah? So Rav Chaim Volozhin, he's medayikin and Rashi and Brachos dafeim and olav. The Gemara means as follows. If a person sees that Yisurim are born all of, so he should try to see where the Yisurim are and be mechaven it maybe to a bezunder mitzvah, ever for ever, git for git. That should be his avoida. Pishpesh v'loi matzah, he can't come up with anything. Yitlo bebitol Torah. Why? Because Torah doesn't go kineged an ever. Torah is something that's mashpia on the whole guf. And just like the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is mashpia oir and kedushin chiyus on the ganze guf, bitul Torah is the header of that. And that's the oimik in yitul bitul Torah. That's Reb Chaim Volozhin, Nefesh HaChaim Shadal, Perek Chavtes. In Perek Lamed, Reb Chaim Volozhin takes it to a whole nother level. So Reb Chaim Volozhin, the chilik between Torah and mitzvah is that Torah is a source of light. Mitzvah does not have a source of light. In fact, Reb Chaim Volozhin says that the whole Kedusha and the whole Chiyus and the whole Or that a mitzvah has, it gets from the Torah. Listen to Lashon Yazov. Elo shegam oisei ha-Kedusha v'chiyuson v'oirin shal ha-mitzvah shemekatshin u'mechayin ho'odem ha-mekayimon hu nilkach v'nishpa rak mekdushasa v'oirin shal ha-Torah ha-Kedusha. Mitzvah has no kedusha be'etzem. Rak mitzat kedushas oisiyas ha-toyra haksubos ba'inyan oisah ha-mitzvah. Pilei ploy. V'yesh lachavin b'zeh gamo inyan
lakosav ki ner mitzvah v'toyra or. Ki inyan haner she'en lo ba'atzma shum or klal, rak me ha'or ha'meir bo. That's what Chaim Voloshin says. That the whole or and the whole kedusha, the whole chiyas, these are his words. That a mitzvah has, it's mekabel. It's something that it absorbs, it takes it from the or of the Torah. Says Reb Chaim Voloshin, that's pshat. Chazal say, g'doy le Torah, she'hi noisenes chayim lo'oseha. L'chayra, what the Mishnah should have said was, g'doy le Torah, it's a Mishnah in Ovis. Perek Vav. It should have said, g'doy le Torah, she'hi noisenes chayim lo'oseha. What does it mean, g'doy le Torah, she'hi noisenes chayim lo'oseha? Because when a person does a mitzvah, he gets chiyus. But where does the chiyus of the mitzvah come from? It gufa comes from the Torah. It comes from the words of the Torah that aksuvos and that parasha of the mitzvah. That's where the whole earth comes from. I was thinking, lulei the mistafina, maybe it's pasha, that we know, we talk about this a lot, that there's an inyan of unishalmu parm svaseinu, that if a person reads the parasha of karbonis, it's mamish as if he brought a carbon. What about a mitzvah? If a person reads the parasha of a mitzvah, it's as if he did the mitzvah. You're learning a sugya that's negeya a certain mitzvah. Is that if you did the mitzvah, that's a big tomo, but we spoke in Achsam Soifas and Rechaim HaKudosh and a lot of rain, and it's a very, 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 very stark inside on the G'dayli Achreinim that yes, that any parashah that a person learns and harvests, it's as if he did the mitzvah. It could be the Oymek is Pashit, because the whole Kedusha of a mitzvah comes from where? It comes from those words. So it's true, if a person does the mitzvah, he's tapping into the Kedusha of the Oysi, Aksuvas Bataira, Benegei, that mitzvah. But if you learn it, could be you're doing the same thing. So it makes sense, because the whole Oyer of the mitzvah, what's the Inyan of the Kiyama mitzvah? The Oyer and the Chiyas and the Kedusha of that mitzvah. Again, this is Pnimius to get at. But the point is that there's an Inyan that you tap into it, that G'dayla Taira, she naisenes Chayim loisa, of it Zicha naisenes. So if the kedusha and the oil and the chiyus of this mitzvah comes from learning that parasha, through doing it, l'chayre makes sense that you can tap into it through. It's a chiddush. It's not muchach that that's the way it is, but it's ma'od ma'od mestaber. I think it gives up a shtickle pirish amilis in terms of how that works. That I just learned it, so mecha teis, it should be as if I did it. The teretz is because the whole doing it is mushba from the parasha. So good, I tapped into the parasha. You're right. You can tap into it through asi. You can tap into it through limud. But at the end of the day, l'chayre b'chlal masayim manin the oira teira that you're going to get is that oira that comes for doing that chelik of the teira, which is that mitzvah. But al kaponim, that's the second or. The third and the final or is that the Gemara brought a braisa which discussed kiner mitzvah v'toyra and two milas that Torah has over mitzvah. Number one, mitzvah is l'fisha and Torah is l'olam. And number two, that avera mechaba mitzvah ve'in avera mechaba Torah. And the Gemara said, how do you know that avera is mechaba Torah shenem at haposik? It says, mayim rabim lo yuchlu lechaba yisesu ahava. Mayim Rabin does not have the ability to extinguish Ahava. If you look at Rashi, Dibra Maskel Lechabes Es Ahava. Zok Rashi, do Torah. It's referring to Torah. The Chsiv, the Pasuk says, Heviyani El Beis Hayoyin, V'digloi Olai Ahava. Beis Hayayin is referring to Torah. V'digloi Olai Ahava. So you see from here that Ahava, what's Ahava? Ahava, Shirashirim is all a mashal. What's the nimshal? What's Ahava? Ahava is the Ebishto. It's through the Torah. That's what Ahava is. And then Rashi concludes with two cryptic, mysterious words. Says Rashi, Yayin Tsoid. Yayin is Tsoid. If you look in the Hagoyis V'Tzioinim, if you have a Gemara that has Hagoyis V'Tzioinim, so they say that Rashi in Yaakov has a different gersa. The Gematria Tsoid Yayin. The Gematria of Tsoid is Yayin. Yayin and Tsoid. A lot of Gematrias today, a lot of easy math today, are both 70. And there's some Shaykhis between Yayin and Tsoid. But Divrei Rashi is a little bit Tzarech Bir. So I found in the Sefer Divrei Torah from the Heilige Michas Aluza, and this is in Madura Tinyana, it's Sif Tes. So he brings this Rashi, and he says, V'lochayre hu pela, mai bo'i mo'ireinenu Rashi, lefarish bozeh dafka, te'en avera mechabe Torah, shenikra hava yayin soy daika. Rashi got involved in yayin being soy. Mashma, it's a little bit mashma, the niglois ha-Torah, that the nigla of Torah she'ein on soidos, which are not soidos, b'emes aver mechabos. Uminayim loyse, where would Rashi have gotten that from? Rashi's up is learning up this sugya that when we say that aver is not mechab Torah, what it means is Torah hasoid. That's what sounds like Rashi saying. Have yayin beis hayayin, that's the makar to the zinyan, and yayin is soid. Oh, so you mean this is negeya soidos ha Torah? It sounds like that's what Rashi's saying, with the Michsaluza. And Michsaluza is bothered. He said, where'd Rashi get this from? Like, Mechatesi, what's the Indian to this? So he says, Alavade Balkorchach Nira, the Rabbeinu Rashi Bolashmienu Kidivir Rabbi Seinu Mitalmidea Balshemtev Akkadish Chusi Yogan Alein.
Kimasha amru b'Torah. This the Chazal said, Hamor sheba machzal amuto, that if a person learns Torah, he's going to be zoicha ta'ar, and even if he does averus later. But the ma'ar sheba, the or of the Torah, is going to be machzal amuto. Lo yal pul pulei ha'Torah ha'nigel sanu b'vat nemru hadvar. It's true for pul pulei ha'Torah, but it's not only true for that. Rather, it's referring be'ikar to Torah sa'emes. It's referring to the Svarim Hama'irim Umalivin Libois Mnei Yisrael Limud Chachmas Ha'emes. And it's with regards to learning Teres HaSoid and Primius HaTorah that a person can be Zoicha to an R, where he'll be Zoicha to Hamar Sheba Machzalamutav. So said the Michas HaLuza, that this Gemar, this Davar Achar, that you find that Avera doesn't have the ability to be Mechaba Torah, Al derech v'diglo yolai ahava, it's referring to Teres HaSoid Be'ikar. That Teres HaSoid, if a person learns Pnimius HaTorah, so the Pnimius HaTorah creates an oil, a fire inside a person, where right now, Hamor Shabbos give me Machzal Amutav, and that is the oil of Torah oil, and that's what we mean, that Ein Aver Mechaba Torah, it's referring to this Inyan. It sounds like real, real Chassidus HaTorah. In fact, Michsel Luzer brings it from the Besht, and he quotes a lot of the Greiser Rebbes here in this piece, that they said that this Inyan of Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah Ar is Be'ikr, a person that learns Torah Se'emes, it's Be'ikr Negei, a person that learns Primus HaTorah. But I'll tell you something interesting. Me Inyan le'Inyan, very much, but is the Inyan, in the Torah of the Vilna Gaon. The Pasuk says in Mishle, this is in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Beis, Pasuk says as follows, Pam Bachutz, Pam Berechoivos, Ve'etzel Kol Pina Seroiv. That's the pasuk. Pam bachutz, sometimes outside. Pam berechoves, sometimes in the gas. The eitzel kol pina, and by every corner serif. Serif means to ambush. Every corner you're being ambushed. So the Goyen says like this. The Goyen says pam bachutz is kloimar, but oisin alloim dem pshatei atayra. It's referring to people that learn Torah al pi pshat, which is referred to as chutz. Chachmos bachutz tarayna. It's referring to Oisam Aloyim Dem Drushay HaTorah. Shenikrei Rechoivos, that's what the Goyen says. A person that learns Torah be Oifim Shat, a person that learns Torah be Oifim Drush, what? So the Goyen says, you have to look at the previous Pasuk that is describing the Yetzihara. A person like that, the Yetzihara has a Shtikl Shlit on. However, Ve'etzel Kol Pina Terev. But a person that learns Torah, not Bachutz, not Berechoivos, his Torah that he learns is inside. It's in the corner. It's tucked away, it's hidden. Which says the Goyen is referring to someone that learns the Torah of Remez and the Torah of Soid. Over there, the Yetzirah can't get him. You know what the Yetzirah does? He's Teroiv. He's ambushing him. He's waiting for him. He wants him to come out of his corner, and then he's going to attack him. But Kolkama, this person is on some level immersed in Teres HaSoid and Teres HaEmes. The Yetzirah has no Shlit on him. So Pam Bechutz, Pam Berechoivos, a person that learns Torah Pshat, he learns Torah Shrosh, he has to worry about the Yetzirah. Come move in. A person eats Shmir from the Yetzirah. But the Eitzel Kolpina Teroiv, a person that learns Torah, Al Derech, where he's learning Remes and Soit, Teroiv, he's going to wait for him to come out of his corner. But Kolkama, he's inside his corner. At that point, he's going to have absolutely no Shlita on him. I saw in one of Rabbi Yaakov Chaim's Sofer Svarim, this is in Hadar Yaakov, it's Chelik Beis, the name of Simon Beis. The name of the Simon is Be'inyam Mailas Esek HaTorah Belimud Chelkei HaRemez VeHoEmes. This is Mamish the Noise that he's talking about. So he brings this guy in a Mishle, and he shtels to something that's brought down B'Shem HaGro in the Sefer Evan Shlema. Again, these are real, real sources we're quoting here. And this is in Perik Ches, it's Sivkot Nechav Zayin. Said the Goyim, Pnimius HaTorah, Heim Chayim LePnimius HaGuf, Shehu HaNefesh. VaHachitzoinius, LeChitzoinius HaGuf. So a person wants a Refuas HaGuf, it's Chitzoinius. Refuas HaPnimius, it's Pnimius HaTorah. VaHoizkin B'Remez V'Soit, said the Goyim. Someone that's Oizkin B'Remez V'Soit, Ein Yetzahar Yochel Lizgaris Ben. The Eitzahar can have no Shlita on him. I saw on the side of the Evan Shlema, they send you to another guy. This guy is also an Evan Shlema. It's in Perikid Aleph. We spoke about this guy when we learned Masach the Sukkah. The guy over there is talking about Achris Hayamim. And he talks about how Chodesh Tishrei is a remnant to Achris Hayamim. And just like Chodesh Tishrei is made up of Shlavim, you have Rosh Hashanah, Sesame Tshuva, then you have Yom Kippur, and then you have the 4 days of Yom Kippur and Sukkot, and then the Sukkot, and then there's Vatischak L'Yom Achron, which is Shmini Atzeres, where it's the Suda Achas Ketana, that's Mamash Deravin, 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 Deravin. So the Goyin says, L'Asa Lavi, it's going to be the same way. There's going to be different levels of how all the Tumah, until finally it's going to be Vatischak L'Yom Achron, where it's going to be Mamash Umol Aretz Deus Hashem Kemayim L'Yom Mechasim, and that's why we don't sit in a Sukkot. That's why some people don't sit in a sukkah, Shmini Atzeres, because Fakert, on Shmini Atzeres, you show you don't need the sukkah, you don't need the Haggadah we spoke of from the Makrai Kodesh, from one of the Italian Rabbanim, where we learn Masech the sukkah, also the Mechsaluzah. This is all old, right? But says the guy, at the end of this shtickl, he's describing Achris Hayom, V'yir Pnimiyas HaTorah B'Hizkalus. At that time, Pnimiyas HaTorah is going to be B'Hizkalus, K'may Achshu P'shutei Shal Mikro. Like right now, P'shutei Shal Mikro is B'Hizkalus. It's going to be b'chutz. It's going to be b'rchoivus, like pshat and drushes today. Valken yeh cheres mikol makatrigan, and that's why in that kufa, the world's going to be free from all makatrim. K'may shakasav layorei v'lo yashchisu k'mal aretz deya. Es Hashem k'mayim liyom mechasim. There's going to be no makatrigan. Why? It's the going l'shitasai. Because in a world of pnimiyas atayra ein yetzahara yachal iskaris behem. So when it's going to be one big world of his galus, a pnimiyas atayrah, so no one's going to be able to be shoylet at all, and there's going to be nothing. If you look at the last shtickle, the pasuk says, "V'chein yayin hamishomer who soy the atayrah she yiskalu al yedei Moshe." This is mamish nifladik. This is mamish the Rashi in today's daf. Rashi says yayin is what? Heavy yayin beis yayin is referring to Torah. What Torah? Torah sasoid. Torah saemes. The yayin hamishomer, which is the greatest bottle of wine of all time. V'chein yayin hamishomer. What is that? That's the shpitz soy the atayrah. It's the soy the atayrah she yiskalu al yedei Moshe. But the bottom line is, we have a married gagoyin. You know what the gagoyin says? That Torah protects a person from the Yetzirah. All Torah protects a person from the Yetzirah. But there's a Bazundara Shmira on a level, on a Nifladiga level, that if a person learns Torah Sa'emes, he learns Torah Sa'asoid, Ha'oiskim B'remes V'soid, Ein Yetzirah Yachal Iskaris Bem. He has a Shmira, and that Shtukri Rakiv Chaim Sofer says, Dvarim Leflon. He says that Vaistois, that even though Chazal say, Kol HaGadol Mechaver, Yitzri Gadol Mimenu, but if a person's Oisik Torah Sa'emes and Torah Sa'asoid, Torah Sa'emes, the Yetzirah has no Shlita on him. He has zero shlita, and he says that's why he believes. You find there were gemaras. There Rabbi Akiva, once he became the great Rabbi Akiva, he mamish made litzanis. He brings gemaras where Rabbi Akiva had the biggest nesionis imaginable, and he was misloitzis with the Yitzhahara. He was mamish a joke. How's it shaykh? And how does it stem with kol agadol mechaveru yitzhu agadol mimenu? He says because Rabbi Akiva, we know, is the shayrish of teres hasoy. Rav Shimon is the Talmud. Rabbi Akiva, like Boimer, is all dvarim that are dava be'itay right now. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Akiva, who's the shoyrish of Teres Hasoid, Radal says in his Akdam, he was Makabu from Rabbi Eliezer. Perkut Rabbi Eliezer was what the tzaddikim used to learn before the Zohar Kaddish was in Skala Kido. But the bottom line is Rabbi Akiva's Teres Hasoid, see, he had shlita over the Yetzirah and a nifladig away. But if you think about it, what the Mechas Aluza said, b'shem the best, is hein hein advarim, come out word for word, I think, what the Goyin is saying. The Gemara said, Kiner mitzvah v'tayra ar. Kiner mitzvah v'tayra ar means mitzvah brings an ar into the world. Tayra brings an ar to the world, but it's not the same. A mitzvah is a ner, and a tayra is an ar. What does it mean? Tup shatim. Dover achar, right? How often does the Braisa say dover achar? Tosis usually says that. Dover achar. It's a dover achar in the Braisa. The esh techilik is in terms of how it protects. Protects from what? What was the maskaros like? Rabbi Yosef said it, Rava said it. Protects from what? Protects from minachet. That when a person learns Torah, it's a shmira. It's a shmira from chet. But the shmira that you get from Torah is a whole different level. That's ar. As opposed to the shmira you get from a mitzvah, that's only a ner. What was the davar achar? An avera could be mechaba a mitzvah. But an avera can't be mechaba Torah. Rashi said, what does it mean that Avera can't be Mechaba Torah? So he quoted the Pasuk, Yayin Beis Yayin, V'diglo Layahava, based on the Pasuk that the Gemara quoted, and then Rashi added the words Yayin aside. And Mechsaluza said that what's the Pshat? He said, based on Vashtet in the Torah from the Besh, Torah from the Baal Shem Tov, Schus Yogan Aleinu. That the Oymek Advarim is that although Torahs always are, but at the same time there's a certain R that comes from Torah Sassoid, that Avera can't be Mechabed. That's what Rashi wants to be Meram, is that the spitz of this Indian is Chal in the Torah of Remez and the Torah of Soid. The first Pshat, Lefi, the Torah of, not the Besh, the Vilna Gaon, right? Hamevin Yavin. Lefi, the Torah of the Vilna Gaon, is saying the same thing. That this Indian, that Torahs are, that it could be Megam and Achet,
Avada is true for Pshat, and Avada is true for Drush. Torah is always Megan. But at the same time, in the Oymik, getting that and tapping into that on the highest level, a person can get a Shmirah through what? That Shmirah comes from Torah Sasai. It's Elu ve'elu Divrei Elokeim Chayim Mamish. I think all these Goyans over here in Mishle and Evan Shem, there's more Goyans, by the way. But all these Goyans that say this Yisai, it's Mamish ve'hene in Advarim, what the Michas Aluza says, tucked away in Madura Tinyana Tess, in the Sefer Divrei Torah, Pshat that he said over in the name of the Besht. Kiner mitzvah v'toyra, a person learns Torah, zeicha ta'ar, it's megan, it's matzel, mena yisurim, it's megan, it's matzel, mena chet. A person learns Torah, it's something he has forever. Even an aveira can't be mechaba Torah. It's true for all Torah, it's true for Torah pshat, it's true for drush, but even more so, if a person is zeicha to tap in a little bit, to pimiyas ha-Torah, then he's zeicha to that on a madrega nefla. Say in the first pshat in the Gemara as it relates to the chilek between kiner mitzvah and Torah, and say as it relates to the last pshat in the Gemara as it relates to kiner mitzvah and Torah. We're not going to end with this. Just to end the daf with a disclaimer. We are going to end with this, I should say. But just to end with a disclaimer, and that is that today's daf, Soita daf chaf aleph, is a daf that we spoke about in the past. In fact, we spoke about Soita daf chaf aleph when we learned brachas daf beis, the introduction to the 14th machzer of Daf Yoimi, we set over a story from Ramey Shapiro. It's Nidua that Ramey Shapiro used to give people a haftacha. He would say that if you learn Daf Yoimi, I give you a haftacha that you're going to see the Daf is going to bring you a Yeshua. You're going to have a Yeshua, a certain moifus is going to happen in your life. You'll be zoicha to your proverbial Daf Shel Sfino Niznamnoi. It was a haftacha that Ramey Shapiro used to give. And he would tell over a story about his own personal Daf Shel Sfina that he had. And now he was, quote unquote, saved by the Daf. It's a fascinating story. We're not going to repeat the story, but we're going to do something we don't usually do. We're going to link that Maisa, which was the Hakdama, to Brachas Daf Beis, to the end of today's shir. Soita Daf Chaf Aleph is the Daf Shel Sfina of Ramey Shapiro. It's well known that when Ramey Shapiro was lobbying the Gedolim of his time for his idea of Limud Daf Hayomi, he would often quote a Gemara in Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there tells a story. Omer Rabbi Gamliel, Pamachas Ayisi Mahalach Basvino. I was once on a boat, V'ayisi Svina Achas Shenishbara, and I saw that there was another boat that had broken. V'ayisi Mitztair, and I was in terrible time, because there was a Talmud Chacham on that boat that was drowning. And he said, you know why I was in so much tzar? Because that wasn't just any Talmud Chacham. Umani Rabbi Akiva. It was the great Rabbi Akiva. Ukshalisi be'abosha. Rabbi Gamliel says, when I came to dry land, Yoshev v'dom lefanei ba'alacha. Rabbi Akiva walked into my best medrash, and he started talking to me and learning. Amarti lois, I turned to Rabbi Akiva, and I said, Bini, mi helcha. How did you get here? You were supposed to have drowned. Omar Ali told me, Daf shel svino nizdaminle. I was drowning, and as I was drowning, a board of a ship came in my direction, and I grabbed onto it. V'cholgal v'gal shabalai, and every wave that came towards me, nenesi leiroishay, I grabbed onto the dock with all my might, and that's how I was saved. And Ramey Shapiro would say that the pnimius of this Gemara is that Rabbi Akiva Kiyudua had a very difficult life. Rabbi Akiva lost 24,000 Talmidim, etc., etc. And Rabbi Gamliel looked at Rabbi Akiva and he says, how did you become the great Rabbi Akiva? How were you able to overcome all that adversity, all your nesiyonos? And his answer was, Daf shel svina nizdaminli. I held on to the daf. And Ramey Shapiro, perhaps Baruch HaKodesh, said that he believes that Daf shel svina means limud daf hayomi. And he was maftiach. He said that any person that will take upon himself the tremendous oil of learning Daf Yoimi, he'll see Moifsin, he'll see Yeshuas, he's going to have his own personal Daf Shel Svino. This is something that everybody knows. But I want to tell you the rest of the story. And I saw in a sefer that was written recently by a goyim, Rav David Mandelbaum Shlita, in Eretz Yisrael. It's a two-volume biography on Ramey Shapiro. It brings a story. The story was written by Rav Alter Meir Misanuk, who was a close yedid of Ramey Shapiro. It's written in the first person, as if Ramey Shapiro himself is writing the story. And this is what he tells. Ramey Shapiro says that this was shortly after the Anochas Evan Apin of Yeshivas Chachmi Lublin, which of course was Ramey Shapiro's other passion. And Ramey Shapiro had gone to the United States of America. He was trying to raise money for his yeshiva. It was a tremendous undertaking, and things were not going very well. They were so bad that Ramey Shapiro was to the point where it was hard for him to even leave his house.
He wasn't meeting people. He was staying in an apartment somewhere. And he started secluding himself. He couldn't deal with the Agmas Nefesh. He had taken upon himself this oil to raise money for Yeshivas Chachmi Lublin. He thought it would go more smoothly. It wasn't. And it was affecting him very, very terribly. Rene Shapiro writes that one day one of his Yedidim came to visit him, and he saw that the matzav didn't look good. Rene Shapiro was really down. He said, "Why don't we go out for a walk?" So he agreed to go with him for a walk. They're walking in a small side street in New York City, and they meet a chassidish yid. The yid sees two Orthodox Jews walking, one of them looking very rabbinic, and he says, "Yidin, did you daven mincha yet?" So they said, "No, we didn't daven mincha yet." He said, "Do me a favor. I'm a shamus in a shul. The president has yahrzeit today. I promised him that I would have a minyan for him today for mincha. I have eight people. I need two. If you come, you'd be mashing the minyan." And then he told him, "I want you to know this president's a very wealthy person. He's a very powerful person. And I'm afraid for my job." So he made a very dramatic plea. He said, "My parnos is on the line. Tumecha toiva, come, be mashing the minyan." Vashteitzach Rameir Shapiro and his chavra went. They came to be mashal the minyan. They daven mincha. After mincha, this president, whose name was Mr. Sam Jonas, approached Rameir Shapiro, not knowing who he was, but he looked rabbinic, and he said, "Kvod Harav, maybe you can get up and say some mishnayos, Lilu Nishmas, his father." And Rameir Shapiro agreed. As he's walking up to the front of the shul to say mishnayos, he realized that he hadn't learned the daf yet. So he decided, instead of saying a few mishnayos, he's going to learn that day's daf. That day's daf was Masechtas Soita, Daf Chof Aleph. So Rameir Shapiro, he sits down to give Soita Daf Chof Aleph. It's a classic daf. And as he's going through the daf, the Gemara talks about the Yisachar Zvulun relationship. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, "Im Yitei Nishas Kol Hoim Beisoi Be'ahava," the unbelievable mila that a person has if he supports Torah. The Gemara talks about Shimon Achi Azariah, two brothers who had this relationship where one would go work, the other one sat and learned, and the one that worked supported the one that learned. And Rameir Shapiro, who Piyudua was the greatest speaker of his generation, went into an emotional digression about the chashivas, for supporting Torah. Rameir Shapiro was in a place where he was suffering from this, and he wanted so badly to raise money for his yeshiva. And in the excitement of this gemara, "Mitei Nishas Kol Hoim Beisei Baz Yehuzulai," he lost it, so to speak, and he went off on this unbelievable, beautiful piece about the chashivas of supporting Torah. After Rameir Shapiro finished giving Soita Daf Chof Aleph, Mr. Sam Jonas went over to the yedid of Rameir Shapiro, and he said, "I have two questions." He said, "Number one, who is this person? And number two, why did he just say Shir on the Sechtes Soita Daf Chof Aleph?" So he turned to him and he told him, "This yid is Rameir Shapiro. He's the founder of Daf Yomi. Did you hear about Daf Yomi? He started it." And he was all starstruck. He said, "Wow, he started Daf Yomi. I can't believe it." He said, "Yeah, and today's daf is Mesechta Soita Daf Chof Aleph." So this yid, Mr. Jonas, went over to Rameir Shapiro and he told him, "You know, I'm sorry, I didn't give you the proper covet. I didn't realize who you are." They started talking, and in the course of the conversation, it became very clear that Rameir Shapiro wasn't just in the United States. He was here to raise money for what would be his legendary yeshiva, Yeshivas Chachmi Lublin. And Mr. Jonas, so taken aback, took out his checkbook and he wrote $1,000 check, which adjusted for inflation in the late 1920s was a lot of money. Not just that, he made what was perhaps the first parlor meeting in the United States of America. He made phone calls, he got his chaverim to come and to match, and before all was said and done, Rameir Shapiro had raised a mashunadig amount of money. And Rameir Shapiro wrote, he said that this story was a turning point in the success of Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. And then he concluded. He said, "I used to walk around when I told the Chevra to take upon Daf Yomi, and I promised Daf Shal Svin and Nizdamnali, you'll see that if you learn Daf Yomi, you're going to be Zoicha to Yeshua's." And Rameir Shapiro said, "I had a personal Yeshua. My Yeshua, my Daf Shal Svin was Mesechta Soita Daf Chof Aleph. Through that Gemara, I was Zoicha to have a personal Yeshua, and Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin was Zoicha to have a Yeshua as